Please turn to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. Proverbs 22, verse 3. We'll look at this proverb as we confess our sins this morning. Verse 3 says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." This is God's Word. Well, this morning I want to remind each of us of an essential discipline of the Christian life, and that is the discipline of watchfulness. When we say that word watchfulness, I think that we all get a sense perhaps that it's a rather neglected discipline. Maybe we don't even think of it as a discipline, but it is a discipline of the Christian life to be watchful. And that's what this proverb describes. It says that the wise man, the prudent man, foresees evil. He's looking ahead. He's watching for what is to come and hides himself, removes himself from the evil that is to come. Whereas the simple, the foolish, pass on and they never even consider what's ahead. They're not watchful. If you've ever spent time driving in the mountains of Colorado, you know that there are all different kinds of warning signs on those roads in the mountains. You'll see signs that warn about a steep grade or a steep decline. You have to watch your brakes, particularly if you're in a larger vehicle. You'll see warnings about tight, narrow turns coming up so that you can compensate, you can prepare. And imagine you're on one of those mountain roads, and the first sign that you see is this: narrow turn, speed 20 miles per hour, 500 feet ahead. You've got 500 feet of warning. You have a narrow, narrow turn coming up if it requires a 20 mile per hour speed. But instead of slowing down, you continue to accelerate. Next sign you see says narrow turn ahead, speed 20 miles per hour, 250 feet ahead. You continue with your speed. And then the next sign comes, narrow turn ahead, speed 20 miles per hour, 100 feet ahead. And now you decide, I think I'll drift into that turn. Maybe I'll accelerate and I'll make it through. But instead of drifting safely through the turn, instead your car hits the guardrail, you flip over and you go hundreds and hundreds of feet downward to a very dangerous end. Now, what is wrong with the guy that sees three warning signs in a row telling him to slow down and yet he does nothing but just speed right up? He's not taking seriously the danger that he's facing. He's not really watchful. He's not sober about that dangerous turn that is ahead. This is what you and I are like when we do not take seriously the forces of evil that wage war against our soul. We ignore the signs. We keep running ahead. We do not hide ourselves when we foresee evil. So I want to encourage each of us to watchfulness this morning. We face evils and perils every day, no matter what you do, no matter where you live. You face evil and peril of some kind every day. We face enemies from within, the flesh, the old man. We face enemies outside. We face the world that opposes Christ, that opposes righteousness. And then we face the devil, who is a real spiritual being that is out for your soul. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us to be watchful in particular about the devil, to watch out for the devil. It says in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." The Word of God calls us to watchfulness, brothers and sisters. We must be on guard. We must know how to look for these enemies. We must know the flesh and its signs, as it draws us into sin and the old man says, "Let's get back into this." You must know the world and its signs and all of its temptations. You must know what the world's billboards look like so that you can identify them and say, "That's a worldly billboard. That's not for me. They're selling something that is not for me. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ." And then you must know the warning signs of the devil on the loose. And here, Peter describes the devil as running around, prowling, looking for someone to devour. He's on the hunt. Imagine that you're at the Denver Zoo and it's announced over the loudspeaker, "Attention, lion has gotten out of the enclosure. Run for safety." You don't just keep eating your ice cream bar and laughing. You take cover. You hide. You do everything you can to be safe from that lion who's running around. You are sober. You go into fight or flight mode. Your heart rate increases. You drop that ice cream bar. You are watching like you've never watched before. But perhaps we don't take these warnings with that level of seriousness. If there is a lion on the loose, we need to act like it, brothers and sisters. There is a lion on the loose, and so this calls for sobriety. We need to be on the watch for evil. Now, how do we go about this? How do we learn to be watchful? How do we cultivate this discipline? There's two ways in which I want to encourage you to watchfulness this morning. The first is that you must practice watchfulness by being in prayer. The connection between watching and the connection between prayer is brought very closely together in the Scriptures. You remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord was facing that hour of trial when he was going to be arrested, and his disciples were there, and he's trying to communicate to them the seriousness of the situation. He says, "Something's about to happen. This is a very difficult time. Wait with me. Stay awake with me." And they didn't. He comes back and they're asleep, and he says, "Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And they didn't watch and pray. What happened when they didn't watch and pray? They committed one of the worst sins of their life. They betrayed their Lord in the hour of greatest need. They ran. And so also, when we are not prayerful, we are dead meat for the lion. We must be aware of those areas in which Satan is after us. He is out to kill, to steal, and destroy, and therefore we must be waging war in prayer. That's what Ephesians 6 calls us to. It says, "Be watchful in prayer for all the saints, making supplication, not just for you, but for all of God's people who are facing temptations." So that's the first. We must watch by praying. Secondly, we must become aware, we must become wise of the common occasions where we are regularly tempted. A wise man learns to see the warning signs. Just like that mountain road, you learn to read the signs and take into account the signs. If you know that certain kinds of places, certain kinds of situations, certain people, certain media will bring you into a situation of temptation, and that you may fall into that sin, then it is your duty to avoid those occasions. That's what our proverb says. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. He gets away from it. We also must get away from it and do everything in our power to stay away from these things. So this morning, as we confess our sins, we confess our lack of watchfulness. We've been eating our ice cream bar while Satan's on the loose. We haven't dedicated ourselves to watchful prayer as we should for ourselves or for all the saints. We've been approaching that dangerous turn on the mountain, and we haven't taken into account the warning signs. And we just haven't been sober enough. We need sobriety, brothers and sisters. We need to know the battle. We need to be engaged in the battle and not just playing games. And so let us ask that God would forgive us for our sleeping on the job, as the disciples did. And then let us ask for His grace to equip us for the spiritual battle, and that we would become wise to foresee evil. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning through the blood of Jesus Christ and His priestly intercession for us, asking for your forgiveness. We ask that you would forgive us for being sleepy, as the disciples were, for not being as watchful as we should be. Forgive us for sleeping in the hour of temptation rather than praying. Help us, O Lord, to take seriously these warnings from the Word, that we would understand that Satan is out for us, and that we would be on guard with the tools that you've given us. Make us more prayerful. Make us more prudent. Help us by the power of your Spirit to turn away from temptation when it comes near and to walk in holiness. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.